Blog Talk Radio.
The final days. Oh.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back. Back again. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host again tonight, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. And I thank the Most High, yes I do, for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, directly has He told me, that unto His cause I have some very important things for Him. I said some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, my brothers and sisters, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could, to destroy. But the Most High, I will tell you now, is not forgetful. From the very beginning, He has had a plan. Have we forgotten that? That from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has had a plan. A plan that He has promised from the beginning that He must bring in all things He has considered to pass. He has a plan for which He made this world. He had a purpose. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, dare we even begin to consider that the Most High has done anything without reason? Far too wise to do so. So we must consider, my brothers and sisters, that since the Most High had a plan, and the scriptures declare that He has had a plan, my brothers and sisters, concerning all that He has foreordained, eternal, from the very beginning, and what it means, my brothers and my sisters, is that since the Most High did have a plan, a decree, a word, something He foreordained from the beginning is a purpose for all that which He has made. Whether or not men attain unto eternal life, my brothers and sisters, is dependent upon whether or not men come to the remembrance of that everlasting plan. Life, my brothers and sisters, it will be determined as to whether or not, with regard to whether or not, man is found true, confirmed, reasonable, in cooperation with the Most High, under the full manifestation of all that He has decreed. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, anything less, is not enough to confirm a man as truly steadfast as a faithful friend of Yah. I even would go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, most have not even discerned in this world what is faith, or what it is when the scriptures talk about the law. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? The law of faith. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in the book of Romans. Well, Romans in the 10th chapter. Not all have heard. He said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Therefore, faith comes by hearing. and hearing by word, or hearing to understand and obey. But it means the same thing in the original language. A word that comes from Yah himself. I want you to think about it. If man believes in a contentiously divided world, men captured under all manner of diverse allegiances, if man believes that all he needs to know unto the kingdom of Yah, the sovereign kingdom of the Most High, the sovereign kingdom of him who is supreme, if man believes that all he needs to know under that kingdom, that holy kingdom, that kingdom which the Most High has decreed according to all that is his purpose from the beginning, if man believes that all that is necessary to enter that kingdom is determined after the variant ideologies of all the many different kings, priests, pastors, rabbis, elders, presidents, kings, rulers, prime ministers, whatever they call themselves of this earth, needs to be asked, unto what has man genuinely trusted? Unto what has he really genuinely given his allegiance? I see men, after all manner of regimes, political, social, national, and religious, contentious, having all manner of different opinions, different designs, different sense of what's even responsibility in every single one of them. Dare we say that these are all true to the word the Most High declares from the beginning? I want you to consider something. If we don't believe Yah to reveal to us the greater truths, even the truths that the whole world has forgotten, if we don't trust the Most High to reveal to us that we be his servants, all that from the beginning he had decreed, that we have a cooperative trust, friendship, firmity, steadfastness, faithfulness, harmony, love, true to the Most High, himself, beyond all others. If we don't believe to trust the Most High to teach us the truth beyond, let's just say, a stagnant, divisive, worldly status quo. Our brothers and sisters, how do we expect that we shall ever know beyond all confusion what is the absolute will among the Most High? I ask the question, if we don't trust the Most High to reveal to us what the whole world, and scripture said in advance that the leaders wouldn't speak of it. Who do we say, brothers and sisters, should be master over us? Shall we say that if the whole world has forgotten what was decreed from the beginning because of a multitude of misallegiances, let's say social, pseudo-religious institutionalities, politicizations, institutions, brothers and sisters, the men created, forgetting what the Most High declared from the beginning? Shall we say that the controlling bodies of knowledge, forgetful, having forgotten, choosing to ignore so much of what the Most High declared from the beginning? Shall we say, my brothers and sisters, that these will be counted acceptable, even though they be continual obstacles against the remembrance of what the Most High declared as a command, a decree, as his plan, we should have never forgotten from the beginning? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I can tell you that the book of Isaiah, in the 46th chapter, talks about very ancient truth that man is going to have to remember, meaning he has forgotten it. And whether or not men will seek to be true to that remembrance will decide, my brothers and sisters, whether the souls of men faithful, rational, reasoning, steadfast, firm, true to God. What is the law of faith, my brothers and sisters? I'd like to get back to this. You know, I'd like to also go forward and look at again at Isaiah 46, particularly 8 through 13th verse. Scripture says in Romans 2:3:27, where boasting is excluded. I mean, salvation according to all the diverse ideals and conceits after which men have boasted. The salvation of this world after the diverse standards of men are after what the Most High declared from the beginning. Look at close look at Ephesians 2:8-12, which tells us that salvation is after the plan the Most High declared from the beginning, not the conceits of men. It's after the good works, the whole works, the fullness of the truth, which Yah has foreordained that we be his workmanship. Romans 3:27, where is boasting then? It is excluded. In other words, this boasting of men is only vain. By what law of works? In other words, after the conceits of men? No, but the law of faith. What does this mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that since this whole world status quo from the beginning has been formed after institutionalities, resulting of the fall, that have not remembered what the Most High said from the beginning and have been obstacles, every single one of them, since the fall, an obstacle in some way in their pride, an obstacle against discerning the pure, perfect word that is from the beginning. The law of faith, my brothers, is the law, even the higher form of discipline, the higher vibration of divine discipline, the fullness, my brothers and sisters, of the truth that the Most High reveals that this world would not. Law of faith, my brothers and sisters, faith comes to hearing a word from Yah. What does it mean when the scripture says in Romans 9:26, it says men had the law but did not seek it by faith, meaning they may have had the written words, but if they did not trust Yah to reveal a synonymous and righteous understanding, the end result, my brothers and sisters, has not been the salvation of men, but been caught after all manner of diverse misallegiance, convoluted confusion. Let's just say, my brothers and sisters, man has been gullible after all manner of mass misrepresentation and pretense, not realizing that man was held accountable from the very beginning to uphold, to remember, to preserve, to constantly seek, my brothers and sisters, that he be found true to the plan the Most High declared from the beginning, if he was to have eternal life. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. There's much more to be said about, for instance, John 1:1 than most even begin to imagine. When it says in the beginning was the word for word there relates also command, decree, it relates plan, it relates the thoughts, and even the promise, even the purpose. Will, my brothers and sisters, even the law of the Most High, what must be preserved from the beginning to all eternity as a surety, as even what even begins to define, I said even define the very character of the Most High. Man forgets this, my brothers and sisters, and indeed in so many ways he has. Man so often takes the words of the Scripture, not discerning eventuality, often knowing what is said and not knowing why, has been misled, even using Scripture to entirely miss the point. How else do you think there's some 45,000 denominations in this world, some 280 nations, across the world, my brothers and sisters, saying the same words, and then getting different ideas, falling far from a common consensus? That's what the Most High declared from the beginning, because quite frankly, all the divisions are the result of a fall. My people are destroyed. My people are confused. My people are far from the truth, far from the plan of the Most High, far from being found worthy of preservation and life. No, it's for lack of discretion. So the scripture really says, John 1:1, Most I have planned from the very beginning. It's a word, it's a promise, it's a decree. It's commanding all things unto harmony, unto this peace, the love of Him. And all things, my brothers and sisters, which would bear and be found true to His name, must remain in harmony according to that plan. It's a shocking thing, it'll be a shocking thing to many to examine closely Isaiah 48. Speaks to a people who are sworn by the name of the Most High, saying that they are His people. Sworn by His name, but not after all that is truth, and not true to all that is righteousness. The Most High says He knew in advance people would turn away from the truth. I got news for you. All these various nations of the world, you think they are but provocations or even provocative confusion against the perfect will of Yah. They're not the will from the beginning. I want you to consider the book of Yaakov, they call it James. It talks about if though we be scattered among various provocations, provocations against the perfect word of Yah among all the nations. Our faith and perseverance in the Most High must bring forth a perfect work. If we be double-minded, with debates about this, unsure about this, gullible to believe that some form of hypocrisy is still viable, misrepresentation is viable, the scripture says we're not worthy to receive anything, certainly not the inspiration from the Most High, certainly not tutelage from Him. The Most High told me directly upon first being called in an awakening. He told me that if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions are the work of his spirit, such a man cannot be a disciple unto Him. If you believe the Most High is divided even against Himself, my brothers and sisters, what a man worships is not Yah, but a devil. I repeat, if man can believe that the multitude of diverse ideals, compromises, and tensions and oppositions and differences of opinion that men have upheld, decided to put under titles as if they were really revered. If men can believe that these are the work of the Most High, our brothers and sisters, men have worshipped not Him who declares eternal absolution, but the one, my brothers and sisters, who would prefer that man be confused, departed from the knowledge of the truth, in bondage to lies and liars forever. I can only tell you, brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves a question. What do you think would be the result of man and all his contentions, nations, politicizations, denominations, religiosities across the planet? What do you think would be the result of them remaining in power? Each one sustaining, let's just say, his own pulpit and his own throne. My brothers and sisters, how many of us really discern that the scriptures tell us the salvation of man rest in the day when the Most High will prove foolish, deceptive? Yes, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, absolutely treacherous. All the diverse ideologies of man that have not sought the fullness of His will. Purity and completion offers one choice. How many of us understand that the very word you find oftentimes in Scripture that's translated as God, Elohim? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that very concept does not mean just, some people say there are many gods. No, my brothers and sisters, ultimately there's only one. Reason being, because that very word amongst its meanings, my brothers and sisters, is the word or the concept of supreme. There's only one supreme above all others. And He has already decreed and there will be peace on this earth one day. And his decree is the way that peace must come. It's after what the Most High decreed from the very beginning. If we start looking at scriptures like Genesis 49:1-8-12, the Most High decreed from the very beginning that the only hope and the only path that will come to bring peace, if we understand it well, is there must come an absolute silencing, an absolute obliteration, destruction of whatever manner of false ideal and rulership that would stand against his people discerning his pure and perfect will. And that, my brothers and sisters, means that all must be gathered unto the will of one. Even when the Most High himself is chosen, and I did not say elected after the various differences of a less than discriminate global status quo. In fact, the scriptures say it's something other than the work of his hands, or whoever it is with place in the power, or would be in rulership, that does not discern what the Most High declared from the beginning, does not do all things with consideration of that eventuation. I'm talking about Isaiah 41:21-4. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, does the Most High favor the varying ideals of men against what he has chosen from the very beginning. And I repeat, that choice, my brothers and sisters, is not after the designs of men, but unto the fulfillment of absolute, complete manifestation and performance of all the Most High from the beginning has foreordained. And concerning Messiah, scriptures in Colossians tell us that the Most High has foreordained to complete all things in him. Meaning he will bring to pass all that the Most High has spoken. The same context, my brothers and sisters, is in Isaiah 46:8-12. And blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, will understand all that is written from Isaiah 40 to Isaiah 66. Concerning what the Most High said and who he said, through whom he said he would complete and bring to bear all that is his plan. The law of faith, my brothers and sisters, is the law that man receives from Yah. And the scriptures even tell us in Hebrews 12, if we were all without that discipline, the truth or the form of discipline or the righteousness that the Most High himself gives, the man is kind of a bastard and not a son. Ephesians even goes as far as to say that those who are without this discipline rightly understand it. Ephesians 2:8-12. Man is without this discipline, he's without hope, without Yah. How about my brothers and sisters lost, a wanderer, my brothers and sisters in the world, lost, wanderer. I didn't say one who has become wise to wonder or to marvel at or to deeply consider, looking up. Let's just say my brothers and sisters seeking to be raised in consciousness in order to discern, my brothers and sisters, the wisdom that oftentimes escapes most folks. Difference between wandering, my brothers and sisters, W-O-N-D-E-R-F-U-L, wandering, concept of wonderful. The difference, my brothers and sisters, between discerning what the Most High grants inspiration and being left to wander, W-A-N-D-E-R. Being led astray. Big difference. When the scripture says in the book of Matthew, in the 7th chapter, that many would say to the Messiah that they thought they had done wonderful works. That word, my brothers and sisters, means things wrought after the inspiration of the Most High. Things that most people don't consider. Things, my brothers and sisters, the men after this world hardly ever really learn to give reference to revere. Well, either, my brothers and sisters, man is head beyond the varying conceits of his rulers, like the scripture says in Matthew 5:14-24, or you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. His conscience has never approached the oneness that Yah is. What did he say? Matthew 5:14-24 says, you put your light to the world. That means not after any of the varying ideals of men. He said, your rights must exceed that of your lives. What he was saying is, your rights must exceed that of whoever it is denies you the knowledge of any part of what's contained in the law and the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that if the rulers cannot teach these things rightly, in terms of what is the gospel. Oh, we need to talk about that. If the leaders can't teach you that, then my brothers and sisters, you must petition the Most High to hear from him. And Messiah said, if you love him, you would seek to keep, maintain, preserve the high vibration of his conscience he sought to bring forth in the world. And it says those who would do this, I'm talking 14:15-17 Matthew. He said those who would do this, he said those who would do this, he said he would petition the Father for the Spirit of Truth, which he said the worldly, those who are not concerned about such absolution, well, my brother and sister, they would not receive. How about not worthy to receive? Yohanan, John 17:9. The Messiah makes no request for the worldly. Those who are not concerned about the absolution necessary to establish an eternal kingdom. After the authority of one, those who are not concerned about this, he says he makes no petition. But I tell you now, most have been entirely deceived, and I want you to hear me and hear me closely to understand what I mean by this. Most in this world have been entirely deceived to follow after not what ancient Israel knew to be the concept of a Savior and a Messiah, but have followed after something other than the ancient monotheist ideal of a Savior. Men have walked after a Greco-Roman polytheist concept of salvation and preservation, which must be the preservation in their polytheism of confusion. They've trusted in a polytheist concept called a Christ and have never understood, most have never understood, what was the ancient term for a Savior that was understood by the people of the East. Western polytheism, my brothers and sisters, sought to vanquish that idea and even that word from the vocabulary of those who would understand. Those who understood well what it meant in the East. And as long as that title was used in its proper context and men thought of a Messiah in that context, my brothers and sisters, Rome and their polytheist efforts to leave men under infirmity could never conquer. Messiah was not called after this polytheist term Christ, brothers and sisters. I got so much that I need to be talking about. And it seems like I keep wanting to rehash this concept again and again. But the term Christ or Christos, you need to look it up sometime. But the concept, my brothers and sisters, that in polytheist Western mind, I said polytheist Western mind, not the concept of one anointed after the will of one, but after the designs of all the various pagan, contentious, divisive, and even warlike, irrational in so many times, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, false gods of the Gentiles, of the nations of Rome. They called it Pax Romana, even the preservation of the peace of Rome after, let's just say, seeking to appease all the gods. And the rulers call themselves, in many respects, the favorite of all the gods, if you will, anointed after all the various gods of Rome. They use a title, they call themselves Soter, meant Savior. But my brothers and sisters, they consider themselves worthy to be rulers because they consider themselves the favorite of all the gods in such a way they were like, if you want to put it like that, brokers under all the various so-called pagan Roman deities. Favorite of all the gods, anointed of all the gods. As all the gods favored them, they considered themselves then in some respect, my brothers and sisters, saviors, even unto the gods themselves. If you really understand Daniel in 2 Thessalonians, when he talks about the one who would exalt himself above all things, you would understand, my brothers and sisters, the nature. I would have been this polytheist world where, even though Messiah said the gospel, the first rule of it is go forth and teach everything that he commanded. The scripture says, First Peter 1:10-11, all the prophets spoke was spoken by the spirit of Messiah that was in them, spirit of the courage that was in them. Oh, but what does that word courage mean? The expectation of the one called the courage, my brothers and sisters, was the expectation of one who would reveal righteousness, all the righteousness the world had forgotten. One who comes suddenly like the rising sun to reveal the light that this world would obscure, to prove so what this world had called wisdom is still yet darkness. Institutionality, my brothers and sisters, where the great light is forbidden. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, that those who do not understand that Messiah comes to declare an absolution beyond all the rulers are blinded after the variant ideas of the rulers. We were told at the very beginning, ultimately, they took something from you. Genesis 49:8-10. The scriptures say, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that the expectation of one out of the tribe of Judah, unto him shall all the nations seek, all the nations be gathered. That is an expectation, my brothers and sisters, we should have never forgotten. Meaning that all should look forward to the conversion of all the nations unto his righteousness. And my brothers and sisters, if men would have known that, they would have always known to seek beyond the various rules of this world. And that was something the Romans did not want anyone to do. They basically, in that respect, my brothers and sisters, though they talked about freedom of religion, they, what they called freedom of religion was only according to the various gods that Rome had decreed. You had no freedom, my brothers and sisters, to even talk about beyond your rulers. Constantine even went as far as to say, I pray, on his deathbed, he said, I pray that whatever God be God. That means he was quite an indiscriminate individual. He said, whatever God be God, I pray that he will grant me favor. Because he said, he has granted his worship, whoever he is, in his kingdom. Wow. Constantine's kingdom. Again, Constantine is exalting himself above all else. And didn't the Most High say you shall worship no other God but he? How is it possible, my brothers and sisters, for him to say such a thing unless he had no reverent respect for the truth of the one Most High at all? And in fact, his intention, my brothers and sisters, was to preserve all the pagan ideologies of all the nations of the Gentiles, and even, my brothers and sisters, since he said he was a Christian, at least that's what he put it in your book, in your history books, he was saying, my brothers and sisters, he is one who, when he said this, within a few months, then struck a coin, said he was son of Solis Invicti, the invincible sun god. He had no concern about the sanctity of the holy name, my brothers and sisters, and that's why you see today what you see in Revelation 13. Think about what the scriptures say. Revelation 13 is compared to Matthew 24:14. Messiah said, this gospel of the kingdom will go forth unto all nations as a witness, as a testimony, and then shall the end come. Have many understood what this scripture was really saying? He was talking about the fall of Jerusalem that occurred in 70 A.D. Have many understood, my brothers and sisters, what the fall of Jerusalem meant to Israelites 2,000 years ago? The book of Luke makes it a little bit more plain because it meant that the citadel from whence the ideals of Israel would go forth to the world, where the gospel was centered. What is the gospel? Like I said, the first command, you teach everything. They're not doing that. They're not teaching the gospel. They're teaching antithetical ideas, my brothers and sisters, that only keep people in bondage. You're not free without the truth. But what would that mean, my brothers and sisters, when they're talking about the end of Jerusalem as they knew it? All of a sudden, you had no place of firmity, my brothers and sisters, where the people, the Most High, who believed could garner their strength. after true Hebrew tradition. And being scattered among the nations, my brothers and sisters, much infirmity was the result. It meant, my brothers and sisters, that the gospel, when it went forth to the nations, or the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, I said beyond all the kingdoms of this world, when it went forth, the nations retaliated. He said after that time would come times of great tribulation, murderous times that must be shortened, else no elect flesh would remain. What he was saying, my brothers and sisters, what he was saying, is we need to consider those 300 years thereafter, the fall of Jerusalem. So, those 300 or so years, 3 centuries thereafter, that Rome murdered those who knew the truth of the expectation. The truth of the faith, the law of faith, the discipline that comes from not from hearkening to the diverse standards of men, but the law and the discipline, my brothers and sisters, comes by faith and a direct revelation from Yah. If men believe that all the multitude of various ideals, my brothers and sisters, that are in this world are true of the Most High, well, my brothers and sisters, men have not known the Most High at all. Like I said before, the gospel is the teaching of all things that the Most High decreed. And it wasn't a matter of what the nations believed. It was a matter of assuring that the truth be told. And if humanity has not been concerned about that absolution, then my brothers and sisters, men have been the friends of confusion. What I'm saying to you now may sound strange to many who would listen to this archive, but how many understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture talking about the word that is from the beginning? It's talking about the command on the part of the Most High that the expectation of the one called Shiloh, Genesis 49, was also called the word of Yah. That word be remembered, but the scripture said in advance in the book of Revelation, the one called the word of Yah had on him a name which no man knew but he himself, meaning that men must remember the ancient ways, ancient word, the ancient promise, and the ancient purpose the Most High has decreed. Must remember this, my brothers and sisters, for the scriptures say that the remembrance of this word is also the restoration of a covenant. Meaning that man without that remembrance still has a covenant, my brothers and sisters, with the misconceits of this world and no covenant with Yah at all. Why? Salvation comes by faith. What about if men have made it illegal or even forbade one another after the allegiances they have after their various patriarchies? Have men considered even illegal, my brothers and sisters, to consider that there's a truth that proves the whole system unwise? But that's exactly what the scripture says is going to happen. The Messiah will bring forth to the world remembrance of all that a whole world has chosen to forget. And whether or not men choose to believe, obey, and give allegiance to that stored knowledge of what is a covenant, a consummate, collaborative, cohesive, divine ideal. Whether or not men are willing to uphold that truth in its fullness, beyond all that the rulers of this world have sought to establish, let's just say their false institutionalities to hide the truth within. In other words, man must overcome all these allegiances where the truth has been hid. Else is not yet confirmed steadfast into the kingdom of Yah, but the plans of another. All that is required to make a devil, all that is required, my brothers and sisters, for man to be easily beguiled, all that is required, my brothers and sisters, for man to be a misrepresentation and a liar, is simply that he be left without direct discipline, guidance from the Most High, being left to his own thoughts. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, that refuse to fully understand this. Because they refuse to even respect the idea that the Most High, his wisdom, far supersedes what is common to men. A lot of folks rather believe that if ordinary human conscience doesn't understand it, it's not expected of him. My brothers and sisters, the Most High told man from the beginning what is the plan. And my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, man was never to forget. And all the things that he has created was supposedly respected and revered, not giving consideration to that eventuality. Our brothers and sisters has led man astray, led man in error, that in all that he thinks and conceives to do, he only established for himself another trap. So when the scripture says, in the beginning was the word, the command, the decree, and that word was with Yah, in other words, the plan was his harmony and peace with him. And that word was of, or let's just say a decree, a choice, a plan made by Yah. It didn't say made by men. And it's from the beginning what is harmony and peace with Yah. It declares, my brothers and sisters, when it says all things were made by him. Oh, how many understand that word for made relates much more than even it appears on the surface. It relates not only, my brothers and sisters, what is made by the Most High, but all, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will make all that he will bring to bear. It says, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, it is confirmed in advance that Messiah, all things will be complete. All things the Most High decreed be made complete in him. Completed, fully performed, author and finisher of the faith. And ultimately means, my brothers and sisters, that outside that initial plan, word, decree, not anything was made. Meaning that what does not remember its purpose does not have life. Think about it. If a thing is created unto a particular purpose, it does not perform that purpose, what reason is there to preserve it? So when Scripture says, in him, or after his word, or true to his decree, what he even brings to the plan and purpose that he declares again from the beginning, recognition, obedience, trust in that plan is life. And my brothers and sisters, coming under that knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is light that leaves man no longer in the darkness. It's the opportunity, my brother and sister, for man no longer be led astray, but to walk in the way of truth, the way of life, the way of peace. Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by him. Meaning that no man, my brothers and sisters, will be found true to the Most High who is not true to the plan that Messiah comes to reveal, that he might restore man to a common sense of what is a covenant. Scripture says, from the rising of the sun from the east to the west, it says, all nations shall seek after him. And his peace, his rest shall be glorious. Honorable before the Most High. Now, brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you that you must exceed all the righteousness of all your rulers. As you become true to the will of one. Then, my brothers and sisters, freedom of religion. No, my brothers and sisters, they kept you in bondage because wherever the truth is hid, you are in bondage and not yet free. Like I said, if they hide the truth from men, if they don't discern how to be free beyond men to serve Yah, like I said, how can they serve him, know him, whose testimony they've never heard? Whose gospel? Fullness of a word and plan and conscience they've never heard. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are really saying when it says, for instance, at Zechariah 13 and 7, relative to the scripture at Yohanan 15, 14, you say, you're my friend if you do everything I command you. What does it mean at Zechariah 13, 7? Still echoing the same idea. What does it mean when he said, awake, O sword? Messiah being called the word like a sharp-edged sword is discerning the thoughts and intents of the hearts according to all that is divine will. And Revelation 3, 1 through 6 relates to the sword of the Most High. He says, either seek his perfect will, he come against you with the sword of his mouth. Either seek his perfect word to be found not true in your intents unto Yah, who is all that he is. He says, awake, O sword, against my shepherds. Wow. Against them men whom, let's just say, men call his friends, says Yah. He says, smite the shepherds. He's spoken about the ones who Then my brothers and sisters who lead his people astray, not teaching all that should have been taught. We talked about Jeremiah 23 earlier during this past week. And we talked about how the scriptures, actually in Jeremiah 23, when it says to give them shepherds who will feed them, it means that the ones that you have now, my brothers and sisters, are leading the people astray. You talked about before in Zechariah 10, where the scripture says Most High will send Messiah because he looked upon men and saw that they had no shepherd, no one to lead them along the path they should know which way to go. Isaiah 48 says Messiah will come saying, what? From the beginning, from the creation, there am I. And now the Most High has sent me with his spirit to show you the way that you should go. And it's a last-day prophecy saying that no one will have peace over the ways of lawlessness. Or let's just say no one will have peace without divine discipline. So listen to him, he said. Hearken to him. Listen to him. Listen in silence, even all you nations. He said the Most High has called him from the womb, created him from the womb, purposed him from the womb. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to perform all that is his pleasure, to reveal what is glorious, honorable before him. Made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, a perfect word, to discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts, to bring what is true Israel, the people that serve Yah, the praise of Yah beyond all else, back to him. I said beyond all the confusion of this world, even declare what is salvation, making of men whole beyond all the partial standards of this world, even unto the ends of the earth. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer not even to consider that promise. They say they worship Yah, my brothers and sisters, but they prefer just simply to walk after what seems wise in their own hearts. They say they worship Yah, but they forget the Most High says he has already foreordained a plan, and even someone through whom he will redeem his people. Or dare men believe that the multitude of differing ideologies of men should draw men unto the will of one? No, my brothers and sisters, the Most High from the beginning declared a plan as to how his people shall be made one in him. And he said he would smite the shepherds, all the diverse ideals of men that seem to be wise, and the sheep should be scattered. He said, I turn my hand again. Well, they put down here little ones. But my brothers and sisters, the word that is there in the original language relates to he will turn his hand against those who are, how about this word, ignoble, lawless, undisciplined, irreverent ones. How about my brothers and sisters, those who led his people astray? Two-thirds of humanity, he said, would perish in the time thereafter because many are so convinced by their rulers that they never would trust to seek or to understand the Most High as he is. Many so prideful they don't want to believe they've been led astray. That's why the scripture says the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings of the whole word. The word for good tidings means the whole word unto the meek. So many say that they're preaching the gospel, but are they preaching the whole word? If I told you about all the scriptures have to say about how Messiah shall appear to this world, And there's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Article called, I'm looking up there now, and perhaps I need to put this back up again. To clarify, it looked like something was pasted up there, not quite properly. It's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com. I call the article there The Secret City Prophecies. From the very beginning, the Most High said that he would send Messiah in the latter days to a city that in his hardness of heart, trusting in his rulers, he said would not listen. That city, my brothers and sisters, for refusing to hearken, perform the only purpose that it can, in its destruction. The Most High would show the whole world that it hasn't known the Most High as well as it thought it did. But in that city is a miniature example of all the various misalliances of a whole world. And if you noticed in the splash screens, the opening screens of this show, I relate the Messiah and even his faith is none of the variant ideals of any of these denominations out here. Because they all, and true to the scripture, they all have in some respect ignored what the Most High said is the expectation concerning him and what he's expected of his people that they must preserve if they're going to be called his people from the very beginning. As I said to you before, it is remembrance of that word that will decide, my brothers and sisters, who has a covenant with the Most High and who does not. It will decide whether you're friend or foe. It would decide, my brothers and sisters, whether you're worthy of salvation or merely counted an obstacle. Those who will not believe, my brothers and sisters, cannot be beneficent toward the cohesiveness of a people. The truth is simply what it is. The truth, my brothers and sisters, like somebody said, it simply is what it is. If I told you, my brothers and sisters, something different from what is, common status quo. Did you notice the scripture said in Isaiah 49, Messiah comes saying from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name? I told you about the scriptures in Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6 about that city. Scripture said Messiah be walking right there in the midst of people for a very long time. In fact, in the NASB at the 29th chapter of Isaiah, it said he'd be there for a long time telling people from year to year to keep his feast on schedule. Scripture speak again about those who would not listen. Do you think the rulers of this earth wanted you to know that? That Messiah would be bringing to remembrance the things that the whole world has chosen to forget? Do you think the adversary wants you to remember what the Most High foreordained? You must remember. Now, my brothers and sisters, adversary has a plan, and many were murdered in those first centuries to hide from you the knowledge of the faith. Was not called Christianity. It was not after a polytheist ideal. It was called Kurdishanya. The expectation of the one who comes like the rising sun, the king who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness or to expose all those who would keep you in darkness. Kur, sun, tis rise, shah, king, Kurdishanya. They kept that from you, my brothers and sisters, so your expectation is after one who men are compelled to presume. Favors all the versitude of all the variant kings and kingdoms of this earth that have all been an obstacle against trusting Yah as he is. And those who trust the various kings of this world and all their differences as if they were wise, my brothers and sisters, haven't even known what to do to toward the expectation of salvation, haven't even known what it is. Not discern that a multitude of differing ideas as is common, let's say man is predisposed to believe are wise in this world. Not understanding our brothers and sisters is a bondage. What it is to be guilty, even guilty of sin, visions, my brothers and sisters. Having discerned, man must overcome these all. I'll not be found true unto Yah.
90 seconds.
The rulers would prefer you not to understand this. Like I said, they want you to be under this polytheist concept of one whose spirit definitely is not holy. That the Greeks knew as much as 400 years before the birth of Yeshua as a Christ. Like I said, they didn't want you to know about the one called the Kurdi. Article on my website called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. You'll find at hiddengospel.com. I put that back up.
60 seconds.
I said I put that back up in the chat. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to remember the ancient promise. The gospel of Shiloh, what all men must convert unto, prepare to convert unto, by faith in what Yah reveals beyond what is common to the nations. Whoever will not hearken to this, my brothers and sisters, has never known the gospel, has never known the covenant. And the salvation of man, even man being under grace and favor, has to do with whether or not he will believe. How many of my brothers and sisters understand that this is what the Most High declared of old? And man is going to have to be brought to the remembrance of it. If I can, I'm looking a few seconds left. Now I look like I might be a little tough.
10 seconds.
Hang in there. And those of you who would listen, I would just say, so I see a few people there in the who have called in. There'll be a lot of truth still concerning this in the archives. Let me type this in. Those who are listening, I thank you for the commencement of this message. be sure to give listen to the archive. We will continue this in the days to come. I want you to consider, my brothers, because I didn't get a chance during the regular timing of this show to give a close examination of Isaiah 48. Now, I'm going to conclude the show upon examining those words. But there's still so much about this, my brothers and sisters, needs to be understood. Because I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that a man without the knowledge of what the Most High declared from the beginning upon a faulty foundation cannot be confirmed. And without the knowledge, my brothers and sisters, what restores the covenant, man is in bondage to others without a true covenant. Not the kind of thing that most want to hear. Scripture said, be a terror and a vexation for most to understand this report. For the truth, my brothers and sisters, must be told. For reverence for Yah, and respect for him beyond all the indifferences of this world, is the beginning of wisdom. Isaiah 48, remember this. Messiah will come forth and remember this. Something men have forgotten. And show yourself men. Show yourself rational. And bring it to mind, you transgressors. Saying that all that do not know these things or forget these things are counted under sin, counted under allegiance to those who hide the truth from you, having other gods, my brothers and sisters, other standards called sufficient, deceived. He said, remember 46 and 9, the former things of old. He says, in Malachi, Messiah, beyond all the indifference of man, around 2:16 to 3 and 4, he said, the Messiah will come to restore men to righteousness as of old, in former years. How about bring to remembrance? Messiah will come to remember the former things of old. Please, Most High, for he is, did he was to say, he comes declare. What is in harmony with the supreme, harmony in the supreme will of Yah. And there's no other primacy, no other absolution. He said, remember that I am, in other words, he's saying in this context, my brothers and sisters, love the Most High, godly. And there is no other primacy. In fact, my brother is saying there's no other Savior like unto him, who declares what the Most High declared from the beginning, who declares what is to be from the beginning, and declares from ancient times the things that are not yet done, declares the will of Yah, that his counsel, despite all that men have believed, shall stand, and he will perform all that is his pleasure. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41 said Messiah will come forth. It's the only one declaring what from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the declaration of the Most High Eternal. The prophet, he said, for a long time, has declared this. So who will believe the report of a true prophet, brothers and sisters, whose vision is greater than the sons of men, declares that the solution is a return to the Most High decree from the beginning? Who will hearken according to Isaiah 42:1, whom the scriptures speak of sin when it says, in fact, commands men when it says, behold, my servant, my election, whom my soul delights, his chosen one. I said, beyond all that which men have chosen in their compromise. My election, chosen one, whom my soul delights, said, I put my spirit upon him. Not just his spirit, my brothers and sisters, his testimony, his everlasting testimony upon him. And it says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. My brothers and sisters, meaning that whoever will not hearken to that remembrance will not be counted among his people. Most High says, his counsel shall stand, he will perform all his pleasure. He is the one who calls this one swift as a bird, even a ravenous bird, like the sudden rising of the sun, the man who executes all his counsel from a far country. Most High says, yeah, I've spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. Therefore, the Most High says, if he would not bring this to pass, then he is not the Most High. He is the one who can declare the beginning, all that shall be, all the word of men, the designs of men, all that men have purposed in their ignorance, or their unrighteousness. Most I say what he has spoken, what he has promised, what he has purposed, what he has conceived must be. He said he would bring it all to pass. What he has purposed, my brother and sister, he said he would also do it. So he speaks to the people, saying, hearken to me, O ye stout-hearted, O you hard of heart. Many who refuse to respect that the Most High has a plan, and always did, that are far from his righteousness, far from the fullness of what he has decreed. He said, I bring forth my righteousness, even all that is his word, all that is his hand, even his righteous one means the same thing. And my brothers and sisters, it won't be something that will tarry forever or be far off forever. He said he would place salvation in Zion. Deliver come out of Zion to those who turn from transgression in Jacob. They shall all have the same covenant with him when he has turned back their sins or come for those who return from transgression. Look at Isaiah 19:21, that he says he established a covenant forever. Same scripture written in Romans 11:25-27, saying that's Latter Day prophecy. He said, I'll place in Zion what is salvation, what is healing. What is completion beyond all the partial and polluted standards, provocative standards of rulers, for his glory and the word for glory and honor. My brothers and sisters, many call upon the name of the Most High, but many of my brothers and sisters to honor him truly according to all that is his will. And his only day, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will confirm steadfast and true to the law of his faith. Like I said, brothers and sisters, law of faith, from Yah. So a man said, my brothers and sisters, he's kept the law of the Most High when he won't believe what the Most High has forsworn he must bring to pass, that a man must learn to become cooperative in it. Most High told me the greatest gift he can give to mankind, the greatest great grace then as a gift he can give to mankind is a law which men might cooperate love and trust. My brother says that discipline is not after the flesh. It's not after the selfish, diverse agendas of man. It's a directive that comes from the Most High himself. And when men read his word, they comprehend it, knowing more than what is simply said, but knowing why and unto what purpose it is declared. That all my brothers and sisters be one in him. To discern this, my brothers and sisters, after such indiscriminate thinking, humanity is far from salvation, far from the oneness, far from deliverance from deceivers, misrepresentatives, my brothers and sisters, who care not about the throne of Yah, but are more concerned with carnal pulpits and thrones. From all such deceivers, my brothers and sisters, the people of the Most High must be delivered. And whoever will not teach you what I have taught you tonight concerning that expectation, my brothers and sisters, has not served according to what is indeed the gospel. The first rule of the gospel is to teach everything contained in the law and the prophets. Well, those who did not teach you the Kaveh, those who don't teach you about the city of destruction, a city of confusion from which Messiah shall appear to declare absolution, those who will not teach concerning these things and teach all manner of diverse doctrine with an alternate expectation, my brothers and sisters, they didn't learn this from Yah. And a man is a servant in whom his law commands he obeys. My brothers and sisters, it will be said in that day that many of they who will find out that what they had done, what they had taught to people, was not a word from Yah. And my brothers and sisters, you need to be very careful under such foolish men as this, whom it is you beguiled in a lack of knowledge, called worthy of service. To his beginning, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his honor, his praise always.